If you had, well, if the family's sitting around the table and or standing around the table.
That's right.
And dinner's ready, what would you tell them to get them down and get started?
I'd say, well, dinner's ready. Or some of the others would say, come on and get your dinner.
Would there be any difference between what you would say if it's family or if it's
Well, if we got visitors, I said, well, all right, my wife is ready. I said, dinner's ready. Come on, have some dinner.
And once they're seated, if you don't want them to wait till you pass the food around, you say, go ahead and what?
And help yourself. Yeah, go ahead and help yourself. Yeah, it's already there. You don't want me to take it up for you. I don't know what I'm going to take up.
And so they went ahead and...
And helped themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's all right. Just go right ahead.
And if somebody offers you something and you decide you don't want to eat it, what would you say? I don't...
Don't care for so-and-so.
Don't care for it?
Yeah.
And...
Because, you know, something that may be on the table, that person can't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
It affects them. Yeah, so anything you don't want, you don't eat. What you want, you eat.
If there's some fruit on the table, so there's apples and oranges, and somebody offers you an orange, you say, no, thank you, please give me...
So-and-so. Yeah, I'd rather have so-and-so. Yeah. Because... That's one thing I didn't think in my life, but I know the man. Well, he lived to be a settled man. I wouldn't know his age because he was gone. And the doctor told him, whatever he do, never he suck a lemon. And did you know that man sucked that lemon that day, say he was going to suck it and he'd kill him dead?
Mm.
A simple thing is a lemon. Well, it's according to a person's system and inside. What I can eat, you can't. Now, there's one thing about me. I've tried my best to eat honey, but I couldn't eat that thing, and I just tasted one night. I asked him while he was robbing the bees, right to my grandfather, to give him a piece of comb, and he gave me a little piece, and I tasted with man on my tongue, and a bee was in that thing, but I didn't see it, you see, because he'd been up in there. But after I tasted it the first time, he had worked himself down to the end, and I turned out that bug got on the end of my tongue, and I had a devil of a time getting him off. Well, I never tried no more honey until I was going to Harrisneck. My grandfather always weighed his horses, and he was driving one in the buggy, and I was riding the other one behind. And after at breakfast, I called to the girl for a drink of water. Oh, I was thirsty. And she said, just a minute. So when she got to her granddaddy, she gave me a glass of it. And I looked at it, and it looked kind of a little yellow. I said to myself, I said, that water yellow. I said, wonder. I said, oh, they living here near the river. And I know they had clay wells there, and there wasn't no pumps and stuff around. And I said, sometime, I see it'll do that. But it never affected the taste of the water. And I took that glass up to my head, and I drank every drop of it out. And when I got through, I got a little taste of the thing. And I got the Vivity honey. I said, Grandpa? He said, hey. I said, thanks to the Lord. That's one time I got a glass of honey water down me. Well, he said, that's good. And we had to go just about halfway from here to Crescent to the gate. Because all those families, people was in one big field, fence around, for the cattle to come in. And when I got to that gate, I was on the horn of the saddle with a pain in my stomach. And that thing lasted me that day and next night. Now, Grandpa, now when he get to the gate, he'd take me out the buggy, off of the horse, and put me in the buggy, and then he ride the one behind and ride both of them. So, to Dublin, after I was living here and married, I would always buy it there to Miss in Jacksonville when I come across the bridge. I'd always stop at our place and buy fruits. I'd never buy none uptown. And I would buy honey and bring it for my wife, but I wouldn't eat none. So he went to Dublin and came back. He said, Jeff, I went home and I thought about you.